The following is a Springtime Productions presentation. Welcome, my friends, to this month's edition of Good News Reports, a place where we focus on what's going right and what's going well. Here, hope fills the heart, and it's never winter, but always spring. Ladies and gentlemen, we start every program with a brief prayer, so let us pause to pray. Lord Jesus, you taught us how to pray to our Father in heaven, the inexhaustible source of love who guides us all on the journey. Oh, Jesus, send the Holy Spirit to those gathered here as you did your first disciples. We pray that you may send the Paraclete so upon us and future generations he may bestow wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. Soften our hearts, Lord, so that your prayer, that they all may be one, may become our daily prayer. We beg you to fill us with a burning desire for Christian unity. Animate our steps so that we may become agents of reconciliation and set our hearts ablaze with joyful anticipation for the new springtime you're preparing all over the earth. Amen. And now for this month's Good News Report.
Hello everyone, I'm Wendy Grace for Good News Reports, the uplifting news you can use from an ecumenical perspective. We begin with the passage of Holy Scripture. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you came to birth, I consecrated you. I appointed you as prophet to the nations. Jeremiah chapter 1:5. Now, here's the news you can use. Did you know that despite distortions in the international media that the world is becoming more pro-choice, some amazing things are happening that demonstrate that the tide is turning across the globe toward the pro-life cause. 10 quick facts. A baby boom in Ireland is taking place, with married couples having babies at a greater rate than seen in decades. Christian doctors in Northern Ireland are refusing to refer women for abortions. A 3-judge panel in Ontario, Canada in 2022 ruled that pro-life ads could not be taken down from city buses. Poland's constitutional court ruled that abortion in the case of fetal abnormalities is unconstitutional. In Hungary, abortion rates have dropped by 30% over the last few years and are at their lowest rates ever. Recently, 31 nations signed a declaration declaring that there is no international right to abortion. Pro-lifers in Queensland in Australia are overjoyed with the life-valuing outcome of the recent federal election. Africans continue to resist efforts of the pro-abortion movement on their continent, calling it an example of cultural colonialism. Recently in Brazil, the Minister of Foreign Relations promised that Brazil will remain at the forefront of the pro-life movement. In 2022, 230 pro-life bills in the US state legislatures were introduced and the US Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. So, the next time another Christian shares with you their concern about the strides the pro-life movement is making, go and tell them about these amazing trends happening right now, this year. Until next time, I'm Wendy Grace. Please remember, if you loved what you heard in this report today, don't forget to pass on the information to a fellow believer, because every Christian leader could use a little good news.